AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Aftershocks are expected for days after a magnitude 6 earthquake jolted both sides of the California-Nevada state line. It was felt as far away as Las Vegas and San Francisco. No major damage or injuries were reported in the California-Nevada area. The European Medicines Agency says its expert committees concluded the coronavirus vaccines made by Pfizer and Moderna are possibly linked to very rare cases of chest pain and heart inflammation in some people following vaccination. Several countries around Asia and the Pacific that are experiencing their first major surges of the coronavirus have rushed to implement tough restrictions. Two men have died. A woman was wounded in what police in Houston say was a murder-suicide at a downtown seafood restaurant. Matt Slinkard is with Houston police.
We have a male deceased on the scene that appears to have been with the female that is in stable condition. That deceased male and the female appeared to be having dinner. At the bar.
Witnesses said and security video at the restaurant show a man at the other end of the bar in Houston stood up, walked over, and shot both. Slinkard says the suspect then killed himself. President Biden is set to sign an executive order. The White House calls an effort to target anti-competitive practices in tech, healthcare, and other parts of the economy while boosting workers' wages and consumer protections. The Taliban are claiming they now control 85% of Afghanistan's territory amid a surge of victories on the ground. And as American troops complete their pullout from the war-battered country, President Biden was asked if he trusts the Taliban.
It's a silly question. Do I trust the Taliban? No. But I trust the capacity of the Afghan military, who is better trained, better equipped, and more competent in terms of conducting war.
The pullout in Afghanistan ends August 31st. This is AP News. An ongoing study shows coronavirus infections in Britain have quadrupled since June. Paul Elliott is professor of epidemiology and public health at Imperial College in London.
We know that indoor mixing and close contact with other people is the way that the virus gets spread. So it's certainly possible that there has been an increase in transmission related to, particularly younger men watching football matches.
Tens of thousands of fans traveled to and from Wembley Stadium for matches in a Europe-wide soccer tournament.
The highest increase was in London, where we now record over 1% of people have evidence of the virus on testing.
Elliott says the best way to handle this is to get vaccinated.
If you have two doses of the vaccine, your chances of carrying the virus are about 70% lower.
The worry is if England wins the tournament, fans will be less cautious. Ed Donahue, AP News.